can't anything else become a Fevicol overnight, because you'll have to keep doing it. People's expectations, you and I will ask you, when is the next Fevicol ad? Then it becomes a part of your bloodstream. So when you go home, I have told clients, when you go home, when you meet your wife, you say, "Hello, sweetheart, how are you doing?" It doesn't happen. इन लोगों से ऐसे क्यों बात कर रहे हैं, इंसान की तरह बात करना। यूनिवर्सिटी क्रिकेट एंड अंडर 22 क्रिकेट एंड इवन रणजी ट्रॉफी क्रिकेट यूज टू ट्रैवल इन अनरिजर्व्ड सेकंड क्लास थर्ड क्लास कंपार्टमेंट फॉर 48 आवर्स समटाइम्स फ्रॉम दिल्ली टू चेन्नई, चेन्नई टू बैंगलोर, बैंगलोर टू मैसूर सिटी, ओवर 40 आवर्स। बट दैट्स वेयर यू वर सीइंग इंडिया, दैट्स वेयर यू आर सीइंग पीपल, दैट्स वेयर यू आर मीटिंग पीपल। That's where somebody gave you a paratha rolled up to say, "Beta, ye khaoge." That's where I learned advertising.
Okay, sir. So my name is Shantanu Deshpande.
Hi, Shantanu.
I am the founder and CEO of Bombay Shaving Company. This is our older logo, but we have rebranded. I originally come from the city of Pune. So I was did my schooling there, engineering from Nagpur, business school from IIM Lucknow. Then I was a consultant at McKinsey for 5 years, and then I started. So I have the most standard career path ever. And one thing that I've done entrepreneurship for 9 years, sir, and over the last 2 years, I have brought eminent leaders in the world of thought, whether it's entrepreneurship, business, philanthropy, education, etc., to this place we call the barbershop. It's actually usually mostly hosted in our office in Delhi.
You should have called it... This is called Nike. ये नाइकी दुकान है,
नाइकी दुकान करेक्ट है, तो बाबा शॉप है। यहाँ पे हम लोग, हमारे जो कंज्यूमर्स है सर, वी आर देयर यंगर कंज्यूमर्स हु लुक अप टू एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप एज अ पोटेंशियल यू नो डेस्टिनेशन फॉर देम टू अचीव देयर ड्रीम्स,
राइट?
एंड आई थिंक टेलिंग स्टोरीज, एंड यू एग्जाम्पलीफाइड दिस इन द बेस्ट पॉसिबल, टेलिंग स्टोरीज ऑफ पीपल हु हैव बीन देयर डन दैट इज प्रॉब्ली द बेस्ट वे टू डू इट। सो बाबा शॉप इज अ प्लेस वेयर दे पीपल कम, दे शेयर देयर स्टोरीज, द स्पाइनल थीम इज एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप, but conversations go all over the place, like the conversations go into being a father or a mother, conversations go into like difficulty, failure, Vinita,
let it go openly,
right? And I usually start
if you go back to the history of Nai,
ha,
ki Nai ki dukan mein hi baatein idhar se udhar jati thi,
correct?
Ki Nai ne isse bola, Nai ne usse bola, and one more thing used to happen in the good old days, कि जब रिश्ते लेके जाते, नाई रिश्ता लेके जाता था। दिस इज सीरियस स्टफ,
करेक्ट?
कि फलानी की बेटी है, उसका बेटा है, नाई उसके बाल काटता था, उसके भी काटता था, देन ही यूज्ड टू टेक द रिश्ता। द नाई हैड अ बिग रोल इन आवर सोसाइटी,
एस्पेशली इन स्मॉलर टाउनशिप्स वेयर इट वाज लाइक वन नाई की दुकान फॉर द विलेज ऑफ द टाउन। द नाई ऑल्सो हैड द रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी, बिकॉज दैट्स व्हेन द पर्सन वुड बी हिज मोस्ट वल्नरेबल रिलैक्स सेल्फ, सो वुड शेयर विद द नाई, एंड नाई हैड अ रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ऑफ बीइंग sacrosanct with information. Could easily have been a gossiper, but actually was using it for business dealing.
Nai is a big role.
So barbershop is a place where people come, and usually we dissect industries, companies, experiences, but the wealth of experience that you bring, sir, and you know, you're one of the people we look up to a lot in our organization. We sell shaving products. We are trying to build a company out of India that competes with Gillette, Philips, Veet, Venus, our investors. Veet is our investor as well. But, you know, telling stories is something we do for a living.
We'll try. We'll get into it.
Sir, aapke baare mein thoda, like, I wanted to start off with the world of advertising and how it has changed given just the nature of media is so different today.
Perhaps it's a very narrow look at it. Advertising goes back to when it was not even called advertising.
Correct.
The very fact that aapki laddu ki dukan thi, kisi chote se gaon mein. And the word used to travel. Have you had the laddus from Vidit's shop or Shantanu's shop? So, yaar, wahan wo hai, very good laddus. So, yaar, char ko batana. That's advertising.
Correct.
So, any communication was advertising.
Correct.
And it's seen so many forms over the years when media came, and the best advertising I have seen in my life is when I used to be in college. I'm a Jaipur boy. I did my school in Jaipur. And then I got into St. Stephen's College in Delhi.
Okay.
We used to go on buses and trains. That's the kind of money that was available to the family. So for miles together on those walls, there used to be something written by that brush. Big. And just kept saying, Rishte, 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 Rishte. And just kept wondering, it's been 5 kilometers, just keep saying, Rishte, Rishte. Then in between, they used to come, one used to come saying, Ek bar mil to le, ek bar mil to le, ek bar mil to le. Yaar, samajh mein nahi aaya. And then you realize, when he said, Ek bar mil to le, ki baad mein 27 Raigarpura, I remember the thing. 27 Raigarpura, Karol Bagh, Nayi Delhi. He was a matrimonial
company
shop.
Okay.
Company. And nothing he spent. He just went to the villages and said, Rishte, Rishte. And he got you involved saying, yeah, what the hell is this Rishte, Rishte?
So in a passing train, you're reading this?
For 10, 15, 20 kilometers. One place only said, Rishte, Rishte. What is Rishte, Rishte? After 1 kilometer, Rishte, Rishte. Another kilometer, Rishte, Rishte. Then another kilometer, it says, Ek bar mil to le. Yaar, kisse mil le, kyun mil le? But now you're watching.
Yeah.
He has got you engaged. That is the key to... Engagement is the key to any kind of communication. It is not about me telling you something, whether you're listening or not. I have got you involved. Yaar, what's he saying? And then when you realize that this guy is saying, Ek bar mil to le, he's saying, okay, I'll get marriageable boys and girls meet each other through their families.
Correct.
And I can help you get them married. Yeah. Brilliant stuff. Okay. What they call teasers right now, this was bloody father of teasers.
That's true.
That I actually went to their
you went to the
outlet.
Shop?
Many years later,
when, a potential consumer?
When I got into, many years later, when I got into advertising, and I used to remember this. Yeah. Now the old man had died. Yeah. One lady was there. Business was not, I just sat and chatted with them. I wish I'd gone 10 years earlier and met the real guy. But that is what advertising and communication is.
Correct.
So what we are seeing right now in the last 2-3 years is complete crap. Because it's not engaging, it's counting. So many people are reached. And I'm asking a very simple question, how many people did you impact?
Correct.
That is the question.
Correct.
That you reached so many, but they were sleeping. Yeah. Or you reached them in such a fashion that you were so boring that they didn't give a damn.
Yeah.
So that is what, to me, communication is.
No, but sir, I think you're absolutely right. I think there are some iconic communication stories that for me, like they create mental models in my brain which will be there from the age of 10, 12 till the time that, you know, I am on this planet. And because of the power of engagement and the fact that I was interested and I was at an age where it kind of made an imprint. But today I see that I would see advertising only on a television when my mom was watching a serial, for example, or if I'm watching a cricket match, or if I'm reading the newspaper and on the sports page there is something.
Yeah.
3-4 jagah thi. Aaj ke date mein that media has become so proliferated. There are so many brands and political organizations and, you know, e-commerce companies and just talking. So now it's becoming about who can talk A, the loudest for impressions, and B, the most crazy thing that stays. So if we...
It doesn't have to be crazy. It's the most interesting thing.
Is it?
See, it is. If I tell you a story that you want to pick up the phone, tell your friend, Yarik, somebody's told me a fantastic story. You're not counting whether it was 5 seconds or 10 seconds. You're saying, I heard something fantastic. When people are bombarding you, when you said that, the first thing that you said that either somebody is all over around you, actually they irritate you. That's the worst advertising to do. I am telling you something that you didn't like, but I am telling you 50,000 times. That's what I'm seeing on IPL.
Yes.
Right now, I'm seeing one movie star, two movie stars, three movie stars, four movie stars in 20 seconds time.
Yeah.
And none of them is saying anything to me. None of them I want to remember. So that is waste of money. That is what I call advertising, which is not doing the job.
But sir, IPL is again, it's a decibel war. And now the decibel war has become a, how funky can you be? Because that has to be memorable in some way.
You see, funky is not the only memorable. Like the
Hey, so sorry for disturbing your viewing experience. But if you like the content we're putting out, please like and subscribe. It'll help us bring more content to you. Enjoy.
The one ad that I like on this IPL is not funky at all. The Rohit Sharma and Sunil Shetty one.
Correct.
Now, it's a little story beautifully said. It's not funky. It's not saying that I've got it on his head. Yeah, man, one guy will come and say naam to suna hoga. Arre yaar, go take a flying, whatever.
Correct.
So, I think that one guy got away with Rahul Dhab and getting angry. Doesn't define advertising. No, it does not.
What do you think about that? That kind of advertising? Like for me as a brand owner, I always wonder whether great stories kind of attribute to brand love over a period of time.
Unless they do it, it's a waste of money. If you don't love a brand, then appearing 20,000 times around me is useless. Completely useless. Same time, I will show you something from Fevicol. It has not run 50,000 times. It ran 5 times. And you have gone and told 50,000 people.
Correct.
That created brand love. Now, you say that there's a simple little thing which you and I don't use on a day-to-day basis, which was used to make this table. And you say, I love it. The way they tell me the story, I love the guys.
Yeah.
So, you started by talking about brand love. Brand love comes from the fact that how beautifully does your brand talk to you. Like today you take Cadbury's dairy milk. It's such a lot of brand love.
Correct.
Because they're into a phenomenal scenario of generosity. They're not selling chocolates for the last 5 years. They're saying, okay, Shah Rukh Khan actually came in and spoke on behalf of the small retailer.
Yeah.
You say, yeah, this is my brand. What wonderful things it does. It does things like the new one, that be nice and find your first coach.
Correct.
And be grateful to the person.
Correct.
Now, these things that make you, give you brand love. Things that I tell you that this chip was made from a farm, which had this kind of seed and this and that. And naam to yaad hoga. Get lost. Get lost.
But do people, like, this is long-term play. People, you're making it sound simple. But telling a story over and over again, which is powerful, simple, and hits the emotion of the viewer in a way that is almost transformative in that moment, is not an easy art. Like, we try to do it. It's not an easy art.
But over and over again, on the 30th of the month, you want a salary. That's not easy art for you to give it to me.
Yeah.
So, learn to earn.
Yeah.
If you don't learn to earn, then it's a one-off thing. आपने द्रविड के उस सर पे से किसी मार दिया. ठीक है. आप दो तीन महीने लोगों ने आपके बारे में लिख दिया.
Correct.
But आगे बढ़ो. Show me. How do you take it forward? And I hope you do. I'm not saying that you're useless.
Correct.
But take it forward, like you said, over and over and over again. That's where the life is.
One thing which I've learned, sir, over a period of time is that communication has to be consistent, authentic, and has to feel like it's coming from a human being.
It has to touch you there.
It's a human. Yeah. It cannot be from a brand or a company or organization. It has to come from a human. Like Fevicol, for example, was just like the people who you visually. I remember there was. What was that? Chip. That whole thing, right? It was so. Fevikwik ka ad tha, was one of the products of Fevicol.
Fevikwik
ka tha na, envelope.
Bachchon ka.
So, for me.
For 30 years, we have done all of Vidlite, all of Fevicol, all of Fevikwik, all of M-Seal, all of this thing. If 30 years is not something that is difficult, then what is difficult? 30 years, but we have had a ball.
Yeah.
We had a ball, so we wanted to do the next one. We had a ball because. And people at a ball, and I come back to the barber shop.
Correct.
The success of my ads, I believe, I think, and I've written about it also, ki it's not about the numbers you show me here and there. It is about jab mera nai mujhse poochta hai, sir, Fevicol ka agla ad ka bana rahe ho. That is
people look forward to it, right?
That is bigger than an award to me.
The real person.
But that he knows that I'll do those, but he's putting pressure on me next kabe. He loves it. That is brand love.
Yeah. I think but it's so important to understand that it has to be a simple story that is told over a period of time.
And people write to you and saying, sir, I've got 10 ideas on Fevicol. So you have inspired him to inspire the creative person in him.
Correct.
But yaar, ye to maja aa gaya, par itna aasan dikhta hai ye, to ye to main bhi likh sakta hu.
Correct.
I would love it that people say, yeah, maybe likh sakta hu.
Really?
Of course.
Yeah.
When thousands and thousands of letters I have, where people said, I have a Fevicol idea.
Hmm.
Which is lovely. People should think that way. The magic of creativity, that all of us are creative. It's just that some are suppressed from every angle to say, nee, 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 ye bakwas ke cheez mein time mat kharab kar.
But sir, tell me about how did you get from that St. Stephen's boy who was riding trains and intrigued by ads over 20 kilometers of a Batimorial shop to someone who became a Padma Shri awardee, author, and probably the voice of Ireland.
It's a very important thing which I want to talk to you about, but because hopefully some young people will be listening to you and me and we take something from what I'm saying. There's not no gyan, there's no 5-point program. I was number 8 child, seven sisters above me, and number 8 child in a middle class family, and only interested in cricket.
Jaipur mein?
Haan, Jaipur mein. But my sisters were always encouraged to do anything creative that they do. So in my house, there was one playing sitar, one was doing debating practice with my father. One was singing songs. The one who was singing songs, her name is Hila Arun. All of you know her.
Wow.
That's my older sister. So, when later on in later years, when I came into advertising, I realized that I was playing cricket, but breathing art, breathing society.
Say more.
Breathing people around, for that was around me. Somebody was doing something. They think, but I was in the house. So I was playing cricket, and this culture was around me all the time, which I didn't realize. And then I kept playing a lot of cricket later on also. I went on to play Ranji Trophy also later.
Correct.
Those days, there was no money in cricket. University cricket and under 22 cricket and even Ranji Trophy cricket used to travel in unreserved second class, third class compartments.
Correct.
For 48 hours, sometimes from Delhi to Chennai to Bangalore to Mysore city, over 40 hours. But that's where you were seeing India. That's where you were seeing people. That's where you were meeting people. That's where somebody gave you a paratha rolled up to say, beta, ye khaoge. That's where you saw families talking to each other. That's where I learned advertising. There's a chapter in my book which is called Training on Wheels. The whole chapter is on railways. What I learned from railways without realizing that one day it'll come handy.
It's a world in itself, right?
It's a world in itself. And why I said what I said about young people are listening to us, that everything is learning around you. Ignore mat karo. बहुत कुछ सीखने को बाद में कहां से आता है घूम के यू विल से थैंक गॉड एंड आई टेल पीपल दैट यू इग्नोर्ड योर पेरेंट्स एंड योर सराउंडिंग्स एंड नाउ यू गोइंग ट्राइंग टू गो एंड डू रिसर्च टू सेम काइंड ऑफ पीपल इट वाज अराउंड यू डैम इट
बट आज के डेट में अगर आप ट्रेन में जाओगे तो लाइक सब लोग फोन पे ही है कौन नोटिस कर रहा है चीजों को
क्योंकि उनको ये आपने कल्चर किसी ने सिखाया नहीं कि बेटा वो उस फोन में नहीं मिलेगा ये वो दुनिया में मिलेगा मैं बोलता हूँ आई स्पोकन इन माई टॉक्स टू डेलॉयट फेलॉयट एंड ऑल दिस मॉडर्न डे एंड आई सेड टू देयर पीपल आई सेड लाइफ इज अ बैलेंस इट्स अ बैलेंस बिटवीन व्हाट आई एम गोइंग टू से टू यू लाइफ इज अ बैलेंस कि कंप्यूटर में झांकोगे तो डेटा दिखेगा नजरें ऊपर उठाओगे तो दुनिया दिखेगी. फाइंड द बैलेंस.
राइट.
सो इफ यू डोंट वॉन्ट टू सी व्हाट्स अराउंड यू, यू आर मिसिंग आउट. डेटा तो सबको सेम डेटा मिलता है ना, देन व्हाई डू सम पीपल एक्सेल, बिकॉज दे ब्रिंग लाइफ टू इट.
Do you think the world, like, do you think the world was simpler without the data? Because I think the more data you have, the lesser human instinct you have. The lesser human instinct you have, the more difficult things become to understand.
Honestly. I agree, because you can have data, but you can't ignore.
Correct.
Life. So data can't give you human relationships. Can't give. जैसे इतने लोगों ने खरीदा, इतने लोगों ने ये किया. It doesn't tell you क्या रोज
क्यों
टाइम उसके दिल में क्या था. तो कमिंग बैक टू द स्टोरी दैट यू आस्किंग अबाउट मी एंड माई क्रिकेट एंड ऑल दैट. सो देन दैट्स वॉट आई वॉज डूइंग एंड बिकॉज आई हैड वेरी पुअर मार्क्स इन साइंस मैथ्स विच माई पेरेंट्स गॉट मी टू डू इन दोज डेज. देयर वाज नथिंग एल्स. डॉक्टर बनो, इंजीनियर बनो, आईएएस बनो. एंड बिकॉज माई पुअर मार्क्स सेंट स्टीफंस गेव मी आर्ट्स ओनली. And thereafter, for 5 years, I was in scholarships because I was in the wrong subject. And I was playing cricket. So it was win-win, which just happened.
And what were the breaking point? Like, was it a mentor, a coach, a particular success story for you?
A friend of mine who later on went to teach at Harvard Business School.
Okay.
My classmate who actually told my parents. So they almost, their jaws fell when they said that, why don't you allow him to go to St. Stephen's? I said, St. Stephen's, who's going to give him admission? And why St. Stephen's? You know, he'll be moving around in good company.
Correct.
Something will inspire him. And I'm there. I will try and inspire him. And my parents agreed. I don't know how they agreed. And then they gave me arts. They gave me admission because of my cricket. And gave me arts, and in my first year in college, I stood first in the university.
Really?
And at that time, sitting in Jodhpur at my aunt's place, and my another friend who went in Delhi from north from Central Secretary, that's near Connaught Place, to Old Delhi, that's where St. Stephen's was, where the results were put up. And he called up my mother and said, do you know your son has come first in the university? She said, you must have read it wrong. Go back to the university and read it again. So
the faith was concrete.
So basically, when you find what you like doing, and there's the second thing I hope people see some merit in what I'm saying, which is when you find something that you're passionate about, you are bound to do well, no matter what it is. You are doing this Bombay Shaving Company thing without having a single hair on your head.
I shave my head. I shave my head.
So, that's your passion. I am saying passion jahan hoga, wahan aap koi rok nahi sakta. Ab apne aap ko nahi rok sakta.
But passion, bahut, like, it's a very, like, you say it again, you simplify it because you have experienced it and now you have the benefit of hindsight. But
no, it's not just
try to manufacture passion also, no?
Dekho, when you try and manufacture a passion, you are making it difficult for you.
Correct. But how do you distinguish? How do you know that you are passionate versus how do you know that you are, I have to manifest it, I have to work hard towards it?
When you work hard towards it, then that means you are trying to chase something to achieve something. Passion is ki yaar mujhe bahut maza aata photography. I want to do that photography. And suddenly you realize ki yaar agar mere paas ek lens hota to main aur bhi kuch kar leta. Or it could be drawing. Or it could be singing. I mean, where does this come from when we put on TV and see that young talent singing?
Correct.
It blows your bloody brains.
It's crazy. It's actually
where did it come from? Everyone's parent was not a great singer.
Correct.
But it came from your urge to say, I want to learn.
So it's passion for excellence in a particular field. Is that what it is?
Or? Excellence comes later. Passion for enjoying it. When you enjoy it, you get better. When you become better, you become close to excellence.
Correct. It's a virtuous cycle. I agree with that.
It is. I mean, when people ask me that when you do campaigns, how do you know it's a great campaign? I tell them, I don't. I only know that when I'm putting it through, that it's a good idea. Let's go with it. Great is decided by the audience, not by me.
Correct. But do you have is that instinct sharpened over a period of time? I now know that.
कि मजा आएगा इसमें.
हाँ कि आपको public sentiment पे instinct तो आ गया.
मुझे मालूम कि मजा आएगा इसके अंदर. इतना मजा आएगा कि वो पागल हो जाएगा. तो ये तो मुझे नहीं मालूम. तो उसने बताया. मुझे थोड़ी मालूम था कि वो लड़की जब डांस करेगी क्रिकेट फील्ड पे फॉर कैडबरीज डेरी मिल्क दैट इंडिया विल गो मैड. मुझे मालूम था दिस विल बी अ वेरी गुड एड टू गो फॉर कैडबरीज डेरी मिल्क. आई डिडंट नो दैट इज गोइंग टू बिकम एन आइकॉनिक थिंग फॉर एवर. सो डू योर बेस्ट. डू योर बेस्ट टू से ओके दिस आई थिंक शुड गो फॉरवर्ड एंड द वर्ल्ड टेक्स इट अप देयर इन द स्काइज. दैट्स एंजॉय द गेम.
I want to break this down a little bit, like the Cadbury girl dancing ad, right? And I try to think about this for us also, and in general, I'm an observer of great communication across media, right? I think there are a lot of variables that, like, the classic saying is, the thread has to go through a lot of eyes of many needles for it to work, right? So it's the music, it's the girl, the model herself, it's the choreography. It's the expression of the boy when he sees her. It is also the timing of that ad at a time for India, the country, when we were seeing Sachin come up and so on, right? So, how much can you really data plan
again,
versus...
No, like, data plan nahi ho sakta. Woh kisi ka baap data plan nahi kar sakta. Jab data plan hota tha, 10 ne uske baad mein ladkiyan na jaake dekh li hoti.
Correct.
Data plan nahi. Magic happens when passion is. जो पैशन थी हर लड़की ऐसे नाचेगी जैसे इन्हें पहले कभी डांस ही नहीं किया मगर वो आज वो शी इज गॉन मैड अबाउट व्हाट शी लव्स.
करेक्ट.
दैट मींस वी विल नॉट गेट अ कोरियोग्राफर. वी डिड नॉट
रियली.
या
यू लेफ्ट इट टू हर.
या मी एंड महेश मेहता वो डायरेक्टेड द फिल्म. वी सेड यस को नहीं इसको अपने आप करना जो करना है. वी टुक 14 टेक्स. वी ओनली यूज द फर्स्ट वन.
Are you serious?
After first one, Mahesh and I hugged each other and said, ये तो हो गया, बंद करें अब. Then we said, यार, safety के लिए रख लें, क्या पता सारा, क्या पता फिल्म गड़बड़ हो जाए कुछ हो. But we used the first one. What you've seen in your life is the first take. Music I'd recorded earlier only. And Louis and I, very little time, Louis Banks. And Louis played the first one. And both of us started crying. We said, okay, this is it.
Really?
We are not doing anymore. And then things kept happening. And sometimes there is always a God who puts everything together, like the way you said, na, ye bhi theek ho gaya, wo bhi theek ho gaya. Ek cycle shuru hoti hai, which keeps adding to your passion. And God says, okay, you have deserved this. I'll give you this chavani more from there.
Yeah. How did it, like, for example, with Cadbury or Dairy Milk, right? How did you see that? Or you've seen the Fevicol journey for 30 years or the Cadbury journey. It many times people very quickly attribute it to one good ad. It's never one good ad. It's always a large set of people thinking.
Why can't anything else become a Fevicol overnight? Because you'll have to keep doing it. Because people's expectations, you and I will ask you, when is the next Fevicol ad?
Correct.
So, that is your passion that tells you, kya, agla wala isse achha karunga. Let me do something equally funny. Let me do something equally human. Let me do something that equally touches the hearts of people around you. Then it becomes a part of your bloodstream.
Do you put pressure on yourself as you become more and more? And that's the thing with success, right? Success, especially in the creative field, because it's so variable dependent, that we think that you're only as good as your last movie. You're only as good a batsman as your last inning.
Correct.
You're a cricketer.
Correct.
So, are you only as good as your last campaign? In which case, do you become more and more risk averse, which makes it completely counterproductive to making great creative
communication? That is the joy of it. Na? Ki, achha, nahi aa raha na idea. Chal, kitab band kar.
Oh, is it?
Kal dekhenge. कल देखेंगे, कल सुबह चाय पियेंगे, आ जाएगा, आएगा तो सही, अभी नहीं आया, दिस इज नॉट गुड इनफ, Sanjay Bhadu. And there is a huge role that your client plays.
Okay.
They never told me ki parson tak de dena. They only told you, Piyush, when you get the next idea. Now, when he says this kind of a thing, then he owns my shower time.
That is so true.
Kidam mein soch raha hu, shower time is yaar uska aur teri yahan pe kuch hai. When people give you a brief which is so rightly defined, then isse main kya sochunga iske wale ko ye chahiye na, to ye do.
The best client is the one to keep it open ended for you. And do you always think as an advertising professional, let's say you represented, like you built out India's largest agency, one of the global giants in the space, but I think individually what you stand for is what clients could come to. Is that a thing, like institution versus individual in the creative world is a very unique, like there's a backing of an institution?
It's a good question, because institutions are actually made by individuals. When individuals come together, it becomes an institution.
Correct. That I agree.
When institution attracts people, then you become a better institution.
Correct.
So, it's a circle. So, it's not that all the work of Ogilvy is done by me only. No. How can you do that kind of work? A whole lot of people around you who came in because they said, you know, at Ogilvy, I'll probably get the chance to do the kind of things I want to do. Then they do those kind of things, then they attract more people.
Correct.
So it's a virtuous cycle.
But sometimes I wonder, like even at consulting, with McKinsey, for example, they would say consultants whose client pool becomes larger than the institutional pool, or doctors. You want to go to the best cardiologist, wherever she's practicing or he's practicing, whether it's at Max Fortis, you know, Apollo, Hinduja, etc. I don't care which hospital they're at. I want to go to them only.
Fair enough.
So in a field like yours, is that how industries are built? And which is fine. I think that's how.
No, but there are two, three things. I mean, I've seen it with doctors and everything. Their key two, three people, they travel with them. मैं उसके पास ही जाऊंगा मिलेंगे उसकी जो हेड नर्स थी नहीं वो उसको ले जाती क्योंकि देयर ऑल्सो यू रियलाइज कि दिस इज नॉट अ गेम विच कैन बी प्लेड अलोन. No Brian Lara could win a series for West Indies despite being the best in the world. He needed surround.
Correct.
So yes, when best people change, you will realize ki wo do teen to le gaye apne aur phir baki wo grow karenge. So don't ever think ki main akela kar lunga. When the best of the tennis players in the world, we think that they won the Wimbledon. Uske piche 26 logon ki team hai. There's one guy who's only getting his this muscle correct.
Correct.
There's one guy who's getting his blood pressure and all these things right.
Correct.
So, again, coming back to what you're saying, it's a very interesting conversation on creativity. That don't ever be insecure. I come and share something with you and you say to me, okay, Piyush, if we add this to that, I can either be insecure to say, nahi, nahi, yaar, mera idea hai isko. Or I can say, yaar, ye to tune bada achha bola, isko dal ke dekhta. And that's when it grows.
Correct.
And when you last for 30 years or more or less, whatever other people have done, it is that openness, it is that lack of insecurity that makes. Otherwise, that's when you get confined.
Correct.
And I've seen people who have added one little thing to my ad which became iconic. And I look back and say, yaar, wo ek jara si agar maine nahi kiya hota, to ye
kuch aur hota.
Jo 7 out of 10 tha, wo 10 out of 10 nahi banta.
Give me examples.
And there's a very famous example of, there's a ad that I did for MCL called The Will.
Okay.
Where this bugger's bloody cheating, getting his dying grandfather.
To add zeros.
At the end of the film, that one drop comes and falls onto the one.
Correct.
And he's left with a whole lot of zeros.
Correct.
When I wrote the film, I was making the drop onto the to his signature, which amounts to the same thing.
Correct.
But the joy of saying the zero is lagwaya tha sala zero invalid ho gaya. Now, it's a huge difference. A much younger person than me, who came and said, Piyush, sorry to tell you this, how about you drop it? I said, yeah, this is a much better idea. He just only shifted my drop from a signature 1 inch away to a 1 on top. That's all it was.
But story became very twisted, no? Yeah.
Story became larger than life.
I still remember the expression of the old person. Like, yeah. I probably 15 years. पर उसका चेहरा याद है
मुझे कह रहा है साले मैं I can't do anything you're holding my hand and adding zero
correct
and his face says that you bastard
yeah I don't want to do this yeah I remember him very clearly
but वो वकील की आवाज भी उसके अंदर देखिए ये सही बात नहीं है but he's not listening he's only adding zeros
yeah that's true and tell you one thing like for create amazing actually I think about this and I come from like my grandmother was a musician my mom is a Hindustani classical singer as is my brother so I come from a family that is arts oriented right. Even though I have had a very kind of engineering MBA kind of life
doesn't matter
but I know creativity comes with a the ability to listen and make it better even if it comes from sources which may not be the most natural source of creativity otherwise
absolutely
but there's also creative stubbornness when it comes to composition of a song or let's say a story and to say I know this is right and I don't want it to change beyond this how do you balance not being like being secure in your idea and not being stubborn with your idea
see again that's passion passion is telling you nahi yaar isme abhi I can actually do something more so that's why you try stubbornness is to say nothing better than this can ever be done No. That's when somebody comes and says, drop that water on the first.
There's a certain amount of humility to the creativity that process.
Yeah, it has to be. You know, one suggestion, one this thing, one little bird doing some action can tell you, maybe I should, or they, you know, yes, I. That's the magic of creativity. I mean, at some point of time, the greatest of classical musicians say, "Kya, abhi pahunch gaye apan on this one," and then say, "Okay, maine ye raag gayi itni, abhi mujhe lag raha maza aa gaya."
Correct.
And agli mein dekhunga kuch aur kahin pe which that demands it. And I am demanding what happened to my coffee.
I don't know. Coffee, chai, I think maybe it's come and it's your?
Then I'll be doing.
So, where should it stop? It's up to you.
It's a big distinction, right? Do you have a love for your art or do you have a love for the art? And Ustad Allah Rakha, for example, is a classic example. I love the tabla. And they say that if you want to see passion in his eyes, watch him when he's playing the tabla. When you want to see love for the art in his eyes, watch him watching his son playing the tabla.
I've seen them both play together.
And I always, whenever I watch their videos on YouTube, I've not been
I've shot lucky them enough. At this distance, both playing together. Because after Milesur, we did another film on national integration called Rag, Desh Rag.
Okay.
In which they played together. And they're getting the lyric right only by the tabla sound.
Yes, I remember that.
Hmm.
Was it the national anthem?
Almost like.
Yes, it actually gives me goosebumps. Because I think there was two segments of that. Was it, am I getting it right? Was it one which was the vocal where like all
vocal
the,
one is Milesur.
And then
vocal
the
one. उसमें दूसरे वाले में थोड़ा vocal था. मैंने लिखा था वो भी कि बजे सरगम हर तरफ से ताल कदमों पे जाए जाग लब पे जागे गीत ऐसा गूंजे बनकर देश राग एंड देन इन बिटवीन पीसेज वर प्लेड बाय द मास्टर्स लाइक ज़ाकिर हुसैन साहब एंड हिज फादर एंड मेनी मोर वो दैट वाज मैजिक तो आईज तो बिकॉज अल्लाह रखा साहब की आईज बड़ी बड़ी मोटी बड़ी बड़ी थी तो उसमें बहुत कुछ नजर आता था यस
एंड दैट्स द थिंग अबाउट आर्ट लाइक दे हैव अ वेरी कूल मैट्रिक्स जस्ट when you start your artistic career, they say it more than art, but I think it's applicable everywhere. It's in four sectors, okay? What you know and what you think you know, okay?
Correct.
So you start as a 20-year-old saying, I know not, and I know not that I know not. Okay. Correct. Then you move. You have a mentor, you have to do two
things.
Correct. Then you go into, I know not, but I know that I know not.
Mm, correct.
And then you move towards, I know, and I know that I know.
Mm.
And then the final, like the nirvana is, I know, but I know not that I know.
Correct.
And that is when you are mesmerized by curiosity and passion.
Correct, you also because you're telling yourself, give you antani. When you say the anta, that means then you are
limiting.
You're limiting, you're stopping yourself from saying, abhi kuch bacha.
Hey, so sorry for disturbing your viewing experience. But if you like the content we're putting out, please like and subscribe. It'll help us bring more content to you. Enjoy. Who were your first mentors, sir? Like when you started this, you speak from a place of, I think you're distilling a lot of human beings who kind of...
My place was my home. My mother, my father, my sisters.
Your cricketing friends.
Cricketing friends at a slightly later age. As I grew in cricket, by the time I was now shifting to college.
Mm.
But going back there, so it's a package. It's a complete package.
Correct.
Learning.
But professionally, like once you started delivering to clients, once you were in a larger organization, you had a boss, etc. Were there people who kind of, because all of this is raw material, right, in a way?
Professionally, bits and pieces. Professionally, from people. Yaar, what will please that barber? that day somebody said something so nice. How maybe I can do something. So still, I think mentor was life. What I saw in life, what I enjoyed in life. And yes, there were some things like my first boss, a man called Suresh Malik. He's the actually the father of Mele Sur Mera Tumhara. He got me to write the song, but the entire concept was his.
Okay.
So he used to say something very nice. And that I liked and I always practiced it. He said, you know, when people sing brand names five times, that's called a jingle.
Mm.
When you write a song, it's called a song.
Mm.
So like you said, in Mile Sur, kahin pe bhi humne nahi bola, mera desh. Kahin nahi bola, magar aapko desh feel ho raha tha. Mile Sur, mera tumhara, to sur bane hamara. There's no this thing, mera Bharat maan.
It's not direct at all.
Likha hi nahi ho, because that's what Doordarshan was doing, and that was spoon feeding. When you're spoon feeding, people are not feeling it. When they're not feeling it, they don't think it's the national anthem. So, in anything that I do, I don't write the, I don't sing the brand name ever. And yet, end mein ek naam aata hai, that's it, wo likha hua, ye bola hua.
You're placing tremendous trust in two things. You're placing tremendous trust in your ability to tell a story that engages consumers, and two, this is something which I find much harder to do. You're placing tremendous trust in the viewer to have the intelligence and patience to understand and achieve what you want them to achieve.
Without that, you're zero. My brother was a filmmaker. He's the maker of all Fevicols and everything.
Hmm.
And he says, ki agar fill in the blank nahi hoga na, aap jo bhi creative kaam kar rahe ho, to humne engage nahi kiya. Agar fill in the blank nahi ho jara sa itna ki samne baitha hua keh raha, I got it.
I got it. You have to make them feel smart.
Yeah. That's I got amazing. It. So, that is the most, that's where he gets engaged.
Well,
you're talking to somebody who's not dumb. You're talking to somebody jisko yaar usko brush karna aata hai. Unke bhai aur ye teen tarah se asar karta hai. Yun karke yun aur yun karke yun aur yun karke yun. Sare wo 25 saal ka aadmi hoga gadha nahi hai. Hmm? Usko maloom hai. Kisko aur kuch batao. So if you do not respect your audience, you will try and spoon feed. You try and spoon feed, you will not make him feel it. When you can't make him feel it, you have to run it 100 times. When you run it 100 times, you say, "Yaar, itna kyun chalata hai?"
That is so true. It's a virtuous cycle where you're kind of feeding
inefficiency. I don't like this damn thing. Why is he playing? So, who keh raha hai, saale pehli baar ke samajh mein nahi, isko 10 baar diya. He's not stupid, yaar.
So, it's ineffective with ineffective.
So, basically, you're coming back to your interesting question. Basically, you're saying you samne wala intelligent hai. वो तुम्हारा भाई भी हो सकता है, वो तुम्हारे पिताजी भी हो सकते हैं, वो तुम्हारी मदर भी हो सकती है, वो तुम्हारा दोस्त भी हो सकता है, पड़ोसी भी हो सकता है. उनमें से कोई बेवकूफ है क्या? नहीं, फिर उसको ऐसे ट्रीट करूंगा.
एंड देन इट बिकम्स, इट ओपन्स अप द कैनवस ऑफ इंटेलिजेंट कम्युनिकेशन सो मच मोर.
व्हाई डू लॉट्स ऑफ पीपल, आई वॉक द रोड्स, आई एम एट द एयरपोर्ट, स्ट्रेंज पीपल, लेडीज 50 ईयर ओल्ड, some gentlemen older, this 18-year-old, when I did the Cadbury, they were not born. And they'll come and tell, "Sir, I love your work," that. Because he was able to participate in the work.
Yeah. So you're saying three things. One is inclusiveness. Second is curiosity by making them feel intelligent. And third is respecting them enough to know that.
Starting with the respect. Without the respect, then you are saying, "Achha, ye kyun karte the?" Everything is so simple if you take it back. Why were there nursery rhymes in English, Hindi, any language? Because you are saying, "Chal gaana gaate hain." So you are getting them to engaged.
Correct.
Engaged. You get them, getting them to participate. You are not telling them, "Do ekam do." दो दुनी चार, यू सिंग के लिए गाना गाते हैं, ओ एक कम दो, देख साउंड ऑफ म्यूजिक, टेक योर
इवन डो डियर,
एवरीथिंग, एंड दैट इज द बेसिक्स फ्रॉम वेयर यू स्टार्टेड एंड यू फॉरगॉट बिकॉज यू बिकेम स्मार्टर व्हेन यू 12 इयर्स ओल्ड.
करेक्ट.
मैं तो एक चीज बड़ी बार बोलता हूँ कि व्हेन समटाइम्स व्हेन आई एम स्टक, so who do I go to? I go to two types of people. One is a very young child who has not been, whose mind has not been contaminated by saying, "If you do this, Mausi kya sochegi, Falana kya sochega, Dikana kya sochega." वो भी इतना छोटा है कि उसको ये तो आपको सच बात बता देता है. और एक है very old people, उन्होंने दुनिया देखी, they don't really give a.
Correct.
So वो सच बोलते हैं. Rest of the people are conditioned. कि if I do this, what will this one think? If I do this, it's not a good thing to do. These two say, "I think."
Yeah. Not a marriage award. Yeah. This is what it is.
So the more you have people who speak from the heart, to share things with you, the better off you are in imbibing that and taking your life further. So one of the other things in my house, which was encouraged a lot, so my father used to laugh, neighbors used to wake up in the morning. People tell me that I laugh very loud. I think I learned it from him. And any kind of expression was not disallowed in my house. A lot of things were shared. You're doing nothing, my father would come and say, "Achha, main tumko abhi ek Kabirdas ka sunata hun." Koi uska purpose nahi tha. But when there is no purpose and there's just sharing, the atmosphere allows you to express yourself. And I think if we bring back to creativity, it is in whatever work, your work, my work, or anybody's work, is do not contain people. Never contain people. Keh raha hai, "Yaar, mere ko ek idea hai." Don't say, no, "I'm thinking." Main bol, "Yaar, kya idea hai?" Can we be like that? And that's when you see things blossoming around you.
Yeah.
And you will see everywhere. आपकी बॉम्बे शेविंग कंपनी पे लेट्स गो देयर, नाई की दुकान, एक छोटा लड़का है जो वहाँ बैठ के देखता रहता है, वो शायद नाई का बेटा है या किसी और का बेटा है, वो देखता रहता है देखता रहता है। या तो नाई से ए, क्या कर रहे हो, जाके खेलो अपने दोस्तों के साथ और गो एंड स्टडी समथिंग, और नाई डजंट से एनीथिंग, या उस दिन बस डू व्हाट इज डूइंग। एंड वन डे दैट बॉय सेज, अच्छा मैं कैंची से ये काट के देखूं, एंड दैट गाय बिकम्स नाई। आई थिंक देयर इज अ ह्यूज थिंग आउट देयर। आई रिमेंबर माय फादर, एंड समटाइम्स यू मेक अ मिस्टेक आल्सो, I was in class 6 or something, and there was this poetry recitation competition for the school, and my father thought he will be the champion of teaching me, and he was bloody good. So unhone socha isko achhi si kavita ek mein de, to ek there used to be one famous kavita called Meera Ka Vishpan.
Okay.
And Meera Ka Vishpan was how Meera was given that poison and what happened and she finally drinks it. So usme shuru ki line thi, pyala bhara vish ka garal ka hara hal ka, all are synonyms of pyala bhara vish ka garal ka hala hal ka, laya gaya kampit karon se paas Meera ke jhalak raha tha something dharak raha tha. Maine सब कुछ फादर के इंटरनेशन में इंटरनेशन लेके पूरी कविता जाके फुल फॉर्म में सुनाई, सारा हॉल भरा हुआ था, और मुझे कुछ भी नहीं मिला, ब्रॉन्ज ब्रॉन्ज कुछ भी नहीं मिला। आई केम वेरी डिसअपॉइंटेड, माय फादर वाज वेरी डिसअपॉइंटेड। यू व्हाट इट हैपेंड वाज दैट कविता वेंट ओवर द हेड्स ऑफ माय टीचर्स आल्सो, सो माय फादर सेड चलो कोई नहीं, यू नो व्हाट ही टोल्ड मी दैट टाइम, डोंट वरी, नाउ वी नो द ऑडियंस, नेक्स्ट टाइम आई गॉट अ गोल्ड बिकॉज ही गॉट मी टू रिसाइट, इधर भी गधे हैं उधर भी गधे हैं, जिधर देखता हूँ गधे ही गधे हैं, गधे हंस रहे आदमी रो रहा है, हिंदुस्तान को ये क्या हो रहा है, घोड़ों को मिलती नहीं घास देखो, गधे खा रहे हैं चवन प्राश देखो, एंड दैट कैरीड ऑन एंड प्लीज हॉल वॉज रोरिंग एंड आई केम फर्स्ट। अब मेरे को मालूम पड़ गया था कि तुम गधों को सुना रहे हो इसलिए ये ले लो। There was creative encouragement. Ye nahi ki
tala father sound like an insanely cool person
bro. Yeah. So he said ki no you didn't go wrong, I went wrong in giving you the wrong poetry, now I'll give you the right one.
Wow. But this is
so that was the atmosphere in the house. So if we can create an atmosphere, we say in Ogilvy,
what did he do for a living? You know, your father,
my father was in the cooperative movement of Rajasthan.
Okay.
So that's where I learned a lot also, because he had to travel to small villages to meet the farmer, give them loans or collect the earlier loans. So I used to sit in his jeep. I was 5-6 years old. That's where I also saw India. That's where I used to go there, and there were no friends of mine. The village boys playing Gilli Danda. So I played Gilli Danda with them. They're playing marbles or whatever. I played with them. I ate what they ate, no complaint. So everything was falling into place about respect to environment.
Do you think children of today have?
We do you think we expose them? We quickly change our buildings to say, "Yaar, uske andar to club hai," and there is one. They can't go out of the place. Okay, you can, security can be an issue, but they can't go out of the place, and we define their lives.
One of my friends told me the other day, he is also a founder and he will love to meet you. So he said, he has a 9-year-old boy, and he sent his 9-year-old boy to his friend's house, whose father is also this guy's friend, in an Uber on his own. And 10 minute ka rasta tha. Well, that, chal, tu 9 saal ka hai, you're big enough, take an Uber and go. And I'm tracking you. I'm literally tracking you. I know the driver's name, I've spoken to the driver, etc. The friend's father lost his mind. बच्चे को अकेले फोन में गया तुमने, एंड माय फ्रेंड लाइक माय फ्रेंड इज टेलिंग मी दैट यार मैंने मेरे को ऐसा लगा कि मैंने क्या घोर पाप कर दिया, तो बड़ा बच्चा यार, And he told me this whole, he did the research on it, that like in the last four generations, the locus of control of parental supervision has gone from 20 kilometers to 3 kilometers to 500 meters to zero. And he's like, yaar, tum risk reward.
Zero bhi jaye to sala achhi tarah jana chahiye. Kyunki Jaipur mein Ramlila hoti thi. Maidan tha, wahan ek stage tha. Wo bahut bheed hoti thi because that was the entertainment of the masses. And my father used to take me to see the Ramlila. Ab wo unki height thi koi 5'10". Meri thi koi itni 19. To wo mujhe kandhe pe bithate the. उनके सामने वाले के थ्रू वो देख नहीं सकते, तो डेढ़ घंटे वो ऐसे खड़े होकर उसका सामने वाले का सर देखते थे और मैं रामलीला देखता था।
अब आप बताते थे उनको क्या हो रहा है?
हाँ, मैं बाद में बताता हूँ, उनको तो मालूम था ऑलरेडी। फॉर दे हिम द मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंट थिंग वाज दैट आई गेट टू सी। नाउ इफ यू आर कंसर्न अबाउट दैट 10 किलोमीटर्स देन ब्रिंग देम सो क्लोज दैट यू पुट देम ऑन योर शोल्डर्स, दैट्स माय एडवाइस to your friend with the Uber, कि बेटा पास में लाना है, इतने पास में लाओ कि they feel it.
It's so true because the risk reward is so clear, right? कि तुम उनके हाथ में फोन दे रहे हो.
हाँ, correct.
And that person is mostly supervised by staff.
Correct.
क्योंकि आप हो नहीं घर पे. तो what is more dangerous?
Correct. That they don't realize.
And I've seen like I used to fall so much, sir. Like you won't believe. इतना गिरता रहता था ना. But when my parents don't 91 the injury that I had. कभी पेड़ से, कभी
पेड़ से तो मैं गिरा था ना, तो मेरे दोस्त मेरे को उठा के लाए थे, मेरे पत्थर पे पैर पड़ गया था, नंगे पैर था मैं, तो हो गया था हेयरलाइन फ्रैक्चर, तो उठा के ले गए वहाँ, तो मेरी मदर ने पूछा क्या हुआ, बोलो पेड़ से कूदा था ये, तो इसको वहीं ले जाओ, बोलो कि अब इस बार फिर कूदे और उसके नीचे मैं कितनी बार ले जाऊँगी, तो मैं दोनों पैर एक बार ठीक करा दूँगी।
Now that resilience, the parental resilience on children, which allowed you to have
experience. और ऐसा नहीं था कि नजर नहीं है.
Of course.
नजर है.
Not careless. It's not carelessness.
Not carelessness, but also a belief that this much you can handle it. Any more than this, then you'll say, "Yaar, bloody hell, now you're restricting me."
Because creativity is only when you push the envelope of resilience of the mind, and that.
खेलने तो दो.
वो muscle building.
अगर गिरेगा नहीं तो खेलेगा कैसे यार?
So, tell me about your career, professional career. Like you started with India, then you went on to take a global role with like an institutional giant in the space like Ogilvy. But I see that, you know, a large part of who you are comes from a very raw Indianness and Indian public sentiment. Could you apply some of those learnings to
your colleagues outside? Yeah, I think that's what they saw in me. It's not that I knew what to do in Pittsburgh. But what they saw is that he cares for the person that you are reaching out. He grows a team of people who thinks that way. And that is the commonality. That he will respect the audience, he will groom people who respect their audiences who may not be known to me. He will keep the team of people and keep them motivated. And give them the space to say, यार खेलो ना, अगर मैं जापान वाले से बात कर रहा हूँ तो मैं उसके जापानी थोड़ी सिखाऊंगा, मेरे को ही नहीं आती। But I'll tell him that listen, don't worry about what the British are doing. Just shake up Japan, touch their hearts. That's what took me there. That's what they saw in me. That's why they asked me to.
How was your experience?
Fantastic. I've been in the company for a long time. I knew everyone. And the experience was excellent because it was based on when I was asked to partner the CEO. It was done with a whole lot of homework on me of saying very simply, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It was not good also, no? We will not try and be overbearing and tell you it's not good. We are talking about allowing creativity. So they knew that I'm not going to get stationed anywhere. So they said, you do this, you do that. Three times a year you come to New York. Three times a year I'll come to India. And three times a year we'll meet midway in London. Such a beautiful way of looking at that. Yaar, yesko, ye cheez pasand nahi hai. I will not come in his way. So it was a very well thought out thing. So when my secretary read out the email to me, I was in Goa that time. I said, read it out, whatever it is. She read it out. So after that, I said, so, Ophelia, what do you think? She laughed and said, now, do you have an option? So that covered everything that I was about and everything that I was not about. It was great experience. It's a great company.
And do you think, like, the more human beings change, whether it's with time or whether it's with geography, the more they remain the same? Like, the core of a human being, whether it's someone in Nairobi or Mumbai or London, is the same. But
it's the same. It's the same, and that's what we respect them for. We, on the Worldwide Creative Council today, we have some 30-odd people. And somebody is doing something for Honduras. Somebody is doing something for South Africa. Somebody is doing something for Mumbai. The respect is that my partner from wherever in the world understands his or her audience and is a wonderful human being. That the moment you put in the wonderful human being, then in I think in every field, I'm talking about communication, but any field, a railway engine driver, the way he treats his group of people makes his team better.
Also, I'm amazed by your hold on language, both English and Hindi. And just before this, when I was talking to Anveer, we had a long discussion on how language shapes human emotion. Sometimes we assume that language is an expression of human emotion, but language also plays a reverse role. Like, the more words there are, the more emotions you're able to feel and distill. Do you feel like a global exposure was eye-opening that way for you in terms of different languages, different cultures, different kind of clients, advertising, different
not
kind of colleagues?
Not eye-opener, but exposure. More regular exposure.
Any examples from that? Because a lot of this, like, I'm very, like, for example, personally, I think Bombay Shaving Company can be a global business. But I'm always scared because I feel like I don't understand the consumer in the US or in Europe or whatever.
I think you must reverse it.
Okay.
And say, okay, why do these people love this work that my people in Ogilvy, India do? So if you take the Fevicol bus, everyone going in that tug in, and nobody's falling off. In the end, you see that little hoarding at the back. Because they get it. They get it and say that, yes, they picked it up from life and used it so beautifully and thought of it, kya iske piche board laga do. Now they say, they understand by saying, you know, if I'm in Venice and I put 50 people on that boat, it'll be the same thing.
Yeah.
So, beyond language, sometimes, see, languages are difficult to know very closely when you're dealing with so many of them. But emotion, you can always. Emotion binds you.
That is true. And it's consistent.
Emotion is, yeah, a human being is a human being. You, whether you are a father of a child in India or you're a father of a child in
on
Buenos Aires, nothing changes. Nothing changes. A human being in... I speak at places and I say, yeah, listen, why is it that you, when you sit in this chair, your voice becomes baritone? Because there's a designation to the chair. Why is it that you all right when you're standing? So when you go home, I have told clients, when you go home and you meet your wife, you say, hello, sweetheart, how are you doing? It's not happening. In logon se aise kyun baat kar rahe hain? Insaan ki tarah baat karna.
Yeah, that is so true. That is so true. About advertising and marketing as a broad function, sir, I think a lot of people today, I discuss talent pool with all kinds of founders, like the one before, and in general, industrially, sure. Advertising. I don't know whether you met this gentleman. His name is Kapil Chopra. He was the president of the Oberoi Hotels. Like, joined as a management trainee, hotel management trainee, grew up the ranks. Spectacular guy. He's like in the hospitality industry, he's like a thought leader.
And working for a great company.
And then he resigned at a young age, in his 40s, and then started two companies. One was Easy Diner, the other is Postcard Hotels. and they've both done very well. So mm-hmm. entrepreneur, operator, and he always speaks about transformative experiences. Ki aisi cheez karo jo consumer ke experience ke 10 saal baad tak usko yaad rahe. Like do things which kind of last the journey, and that's what he talks about when he recruits people today in his companies. He said that, you know, when he applied for hotel management, there were 40,000 people who used to give the exam. Today there are only 7,000 people. So the talent pool is now diminishing, which is surprising because hospitality is booming, but talent is diminishing, which is very dangerous. And I don't know why the industry is kind of, they'll probably fix it. But then how do you see talent pools in advertising and in the marketing industry? Do you see them becoming unidimensional, shrinking, expanding? Do more people want to come into this field? How exciting is it today, given influencers
field has changed in the sense that you're still doing the same job, but it's got 10 names now. You say, okay, I'm in digital. What are you doing in digital? You're still communicating to people through a different form. I'm into X. What are you doing? I'm trying to reach people. So, naam badal gaye. The industry is not shrunk. Its definitions have become sharp. Proliferated.
But has it become sharper or has it lost?
All depends on how each individual takes it. It is, if you are smart enough to say, my purpose is still the same, but I'm reaching you through this in order to make a difference to your life, then still the same. If you become, nahi, mera kaam ye hai, baki wo dekhega, then you lost it.
Then you're right. So I think osmosis between the teams or between individuals. Can you build expertise in silos in the creative world? I've always wondered this. Like for example, Hindustani classical music, there is an art form called Drupad.
I know.
It's very complicated and difficult. It has almost shrinked to very few practitioners now in the world.
Drupad Rajasthan mein bahut gaate hain.
Yeah. Rajasthan ka hi ho. But because it is so sharp and osmosis is so low that we've lost the art form almost. Does that happen in the creative world of advertising and marketing, where you lose the kind of stuff that you were talking about?
No, not really. People may lose interest. Like, for instance, today, the good old art person who drew that picture, wo digital pe karta hai. Usko same maja aata hai ki nahi? I don't know. I doubt it.
But वो शायद दस गुना और बना सकता है।
हाँ, वो तो होता है ना, वो that is क्या उसको 10 गुना बनाने में मजा आया या employer को आया? That is the scene that we have to ask. उसने वो जब design करके उसने यहाँ से ये लिया, वहाँ से वो डाला, ये वो उसने काम खत्म कर लिया, नहीं भाई इसे ना यार ये थोड़ा fast हो जाता है. I don't think he goes home and says, yaar, ye banaya tha aaj maine. Isko main kya frame karke ghar mein laga lu? That is the thing.
The purpose of your work is something that in the creative world is so deeply embodied. Ki, aap bhi, the way you talk about Fevicol, it's like, it almost seems mission-oriented for you to have
it
built
is.
Out all
that. It is.
And sometimes when you silo the work, I don't know whether
it's silo ka bhi ek hai. There is a cricketing example that we have. So you can go to Elf Grover School of fast bowling. X can go here, Rahul Dravid's batting academy. वहाँ तक तो आपने silo में काम कर लिया, of learning mode. But जब team में आगे खेलोगे, the purpose of the silo is to give you expertise so that you can contribute to a match which is a team. Can you live as silos? No. Why do there's everyone has had many companies today. The philosophy of Ogilvy is one Ogilvy.
Correct. One firm, right?
Whole lot of companies are now about one.
Yeah.
So it's feeling that ki yaar wo to apni trip pe, ye apni trip pe, ye apni trip pe. They have learnt it by experiencing it.
Even McKinsey, they used to say it's one firm, one language, one office, right? So we had 220 offices. It's amazing that after 9 years after leaving McKinsey, I still call it V. 220 offices, sir.
And we can.
अभी ज़्यादा होंगे.
अगर हम वोडाफोन को V कह सकते हैं, तो you can also.
But we had only one supplier of curtains, only one supplier of those remotes that bring projectors up and down. Chairs एक ही supplier था.
Oh, बहुत ही.
ताकि हर ऑफिस सेम लगे.
वो इतनी बेकूफी की चीज़ है ना.
तो मेरे को लगता
है. तो मैं I hate that.
But you know, you know their effort to like make you feel that when you're in a McKinsey office, you could be in Rome or Mumbai or Cape Town.
I'm a different thinker on that. कि जैसे that free seating.
हाँ.
Also offices are free seating. कि आप आए वहाँ बैठ गए जो कल वहाँ बैठ गए कल वहाँ बैठ गए. मैंने इनको एक दिन बोला इंटरनेशनल को.
हाँ.
मैंने कहा थोड़ी ताकत का इस्तेमाल करो कि वो इतनी सी स्पेस है सॉफ्ट गोल्ड उस पर आदमी फोटोग्राफ लगाता अपने बीवी और बच्चे की.
करेक्ट.
एक अपने छोटे से गणेश जी या जीसस क्राइस्ट से कुछ लगाता है. एक उसके बच्चे ने जो पहली फोटोग्राफ बनाई थी उसके अंदर वो पहाड़ और नदी वाली वो लगाता है.
Correct.
उसकी वो रोज उतार के कहीं भी नहीं ले आता नाई की तरह डब्बे में डाल के.
करेक्ट.
उसको उतनी स्पेस दो उसकी पर्सनल स्पेस है. हाउ कैन यू डू फ्री सिटिंग इफ यू देन यू आर प्लेइंग विद हिज इमोशंस एंड एनीबॉडी हु इज प्लेइंग एट लो इमोशंस विल नॉट गिव यू ग्रेट वर्क. Never. यार मेरे को अपनी इतनी सी जगह में उस सॉफ्ट बोर्ड में तुमने मेरे को अपनी अपने बच्चे की तस्वीर नहीं लगाने दी. रोज शाम को उसको निकाल के डब्बे में लाके वहाँ ले जाऊँगा. That's not life.
That is so true. It is that person's home away from home.
That much.
Yeah.
For that you say कहीं भी बैठ जाओ. कहीं भी कैसे बैठ जाओ सर.
That is true.
I don't buy that.
That is true. Tell me, sir, like you've had clients in the, you know, of course, the brand space. You've worked with political organizations. You've worked with, you know, media. What have they taught you? Who has been your, let's say, top three favorite people to people, not institutions?
It can only be people. You can find a fantastic politician. You can find a fantastic media person. You can find anyone. So.
Who have you enjoyed working with? Who made your creative juices flow the way they did? Who kind of stimulated you the most?
For a career which is 42 years long, there are a whole lot of people. Sometimes they could be well be the guy when you're working alone at 2 o'clock at night. You've got something to deliver. And when one guy stays back, who gives you chai. And then when you're leaving, you say, and this happened to me. तुम बंद कर लो. मैं बैठा हूँ. बोले नहीं सर नहीं तुम जाओ मैं लगा दूंगा ताला. मैंने बोला नहीं सर आप अपना काम खत्म कर लो मैं यहीं बैठा हूँ फिर ताला लगाएंगे फिर अपन दोनों सेम ट्रेन में चलेंगे मैं भी वहीं जाता हूँ आप भी वहीं जाते हैं ना. He doesn't have a designation. He was a chowkidar of the office.
Correct.
But he made an impact. So impact can come from anyone. It's not one individual. It comes from anybody. It can come from, as I said, the chowkidar of the office. It can come from a secretary in the office. It can come from your boss. It can come from anyone. As long as you appreciate the human being, बिकॉज क्राफ्ट करने वाले और अपने प्रोफेशन में एक्सेल करने वाले तो आपको खूब मिलते हैं.
करेक्ट.
लाइक व्हाट विल आई से अबाउट दोज पीपल. आई रिमेंबर देयर वाज अ मेनी इयर्स बैक टू डेकेड्स बैक इट वाज वुमेन्स डे एंड फोर बॉयज केम टू मी. दे वो ऑल एक साला वो बनाता था स्टू एक बनाता था कुछ और. बोले हम खाना बनाएंगे. सारे 250 लोगों का ऑफिस था. आप सिर्फ वो अपम मंगा लेना एंड वी विल कुक फॉर ऑल द वुमेन इन द ऑफिस ऑन द टेरेस. इट्स वुमेन्स डे. व्हाट डू यू टेल देम. आई विल नॉट फॉरगेट इट फॉर द रेस्ट ऑफ माय लाइफ.
डैम
थॉट है. okay or not.
It worked.
It worked, matlab.
In your mind, like from a mental side, you remember it so many
women,
years later.
The women, when they are not forget for their lives, कि अब तुम बैठो और हम सर्व करेंगे तुमको, हमने बनाया. चाहे कैसा भी हो, नमक ज़्यादा हो, नहीं हो, ये वो, दोज वेमेन विल नॉट फॉरगेट फॉर द रेस्ट ऑफ देयर लाइफ द समबडी थॉट ऑफ दिस थॉट ऑन वेमेन्स. ये नहीं कि सबने सबको फ्लैट दे दिए. दिस लाइफ इज अबाउट दीज लिटिल थिंग्स, दीज ह्यूमन इमोशंस, दीज जेस्चर्स.
बट इट्स अ लॉट, इट सीम्स लाइक अ लिटिल थिंग, बट इन दैट मोमेंट राइट, इट्स अबाउट the thought and then executing and then going and buying the vegetables.
Executing to sare ke sare exact aate hain, jaise hi idea aaya then aaya yaar inke liye aap mangao, inke liye wo karo, inko ek gaadi do, ye inko pyar jaaz lane, ye wo, then everyone chips in ki kya acha idea hai. So nobody is stealing their idea, everyone saying okay I'll help you in your idea. Now that's what spreads like magic.
How do you think the industry changes are like, do you think people are becoming more like a lot of industries, especially given IPO markets and given short memory cycles of people feel that leadership, CEOs, etc. have become more short-sighted and myopic. Long-term thinking is lesser, more impatient around outcomes. Do you think that is happening with the advertising communication world as well? People are a lot more here and now, virality, this, that, like what's the next big
तभी साले एक एक साल से ज्यादा रास नहीं करते हैं सीईओज.
दैट इज ट्रू.
सी लॉन्ग टर्म इज अबाउट हैप्पीनेस एंड कंसिस्टेंसी ऑफ ग्रोइंग अ बिजनेस. द शॉर्ट टर्म थिंग्स आर ओके, मैं ये डिलीवर कर दूंगा तो Q1 के बाद में मुझे ये मिल जाएगा, उसको ये मिल जाएगा. That's the people. Why do in America, हर बड़ा CEO साला जाता है ठीश, कितने एक उनका time क्या है, एक साल डेढ़ साल जो भी है,
6 to 8 quarters on average. But some, the ones who stick for long.
हाँ, so those are the ones who build the brand. These are the ones who wanted to say okay, like startups, ये दिखा के ऐसे करके मैं ये कर दूँगा, आधे से साले बंद हो गए.
Yeah, that is true.
I joke about this with my sister. इनका स्टार्टअप तो ठीक है, इसके पास बाकी तो है नहीं जो जब स्टार्टअप नीचे रहे तो धक्का लगाने के लिए.
That is true.
So, that is, again comes back number of things we discussed today, कि एक अकेले से कुछ नहीं होता, टीम बनाओ. और एक रात, और एक रात में कुछ नहीं होता है.
So long term with people and have the intellectual humility to constantly absorb. For me, the takeaway is, and they're so simple.
And nobody is saying that don't excel in your results also. Excel in your results.
For sure.
Excel in your results in a fashion that you say, aha, I can do it again next year. Oh, now 5 of us can do it. Yeah. So we can do more of it. Oh. रात गई और बात गई. स्टार्टअप्स इज नॉट माय वे ऑफ लुकिंग एट लाइफ, नॉर इज इट द वर्ल्ड्स वे ऑफ लुकिंग एट लाइफ. सारे तो बंद हो रहे हैं.
करेक्ट. वही तो, मतलब आई थिंक मुकेश बंसल द फाउंडर ऑफ कल्टफिट एंड मिंत्रा, ही टोल्ड मी एन इंटरेस्टिंग थिंग, कि तो अगर कंपनी के 30, इफ लुक एट अ कंपनी दैट सर्वाइव फॉर 30 इयर्स और लुक एट अ कंपनी दैट सर्वाइव फॉर 20 इयर्स, 92% ऑफ द वैल्यू क्रिएशन हैपेंस इन द सेकंड डेकेड वर्सेस 8% इन द फर्स्ट डेकेड. तो पहले साल तो तुम हो ही नहीं, कुछ भी
नहीं हो.
तुम अगर 30 साल की कंपनी देखो, जैसे फॉर एग्जांपल Amazon इज नाउ नियरिंग इट्स 30th ईयर, Google इज नियरिंग इट्स 30th ईयर, ऑलमोस्ट 80% ऑफ द वैल्यू क्रिएशन इज इन द थर्ड डेकेड, 15% इन द सेकंड डेकेड, 5% इन द फर्स्ट. तो माय इन्वेस्टर्स आर कोलगेट, 200 साल की कंपनी है. रैकेट ऑलमोस्ट 100 साल की कंपनी है. यू लुक एट यू रियली वर प्रॉफिट डेकेड्स. कैडबरी यू स्पोक अबाउट डेकेड्स ऑफ वर्क, राइट? There's no way you can build a brand in a
month. हम खुद ही 100 साल गए हैं यार. Ogilvy. तो ये बेवकूफ नहीं थे ये लोग.
तो ये मैथ्स इज 100 इयर्स ओल्ड.
इंडिया इटसेल्फ इज 1928.
रियली? एंड कंटिन्यूअस लाइक
ऑलमोस्ट. नाम बदल गए थोड़े, वो हो गया कभी डीजे कीमर थी, कभी बोमैस हो गया, अभी ये हो गया.
बहुत लाइक वेरी इंसेस्टुअस, बट लाइक लॉट ऑफ वेरी एक्विजिटिव फ्रेंडली, राइट? लाइक लॉट ऑफ मर्जर्स, पीपल लाइक अक्वायर शॉप्स वेरी क्विकली एंड काइंड ऑफ get them in? Like, is that a hallmark of service in business in general, in, like, consulting?
Yeah, naya hai ye merger merger ka.
Is it?
I still don't know how successful they are. See, what I was telling about Ogilvy, 1928, was a trading company which did some ads. It was DJ Kim. And then it was later on bought by somebody who's called Benson's Overseas Marketing and Advertising Services, BOMAS.
Okay.
So when SH, then it became SH Benson.
Okay.
Then it became Then became Ogilvy Benson and Miller. Then Benson got out. Then became Ogilvy and Miller. Today it's Ogilvy. So it was not about mergers. It was about
organization.
Similar kind of a thing that you bought because it was saste mein mil raha tha, and then aap aage badhte gaye.
That is true.
And in between, they must have bought direct marketing company, khareed li, PR company, khareed li.
You buy skills. You buy skills or you buy partners.
Yeah, that's correct, correct.
That is true. I think in the service world, wo to hai. But keeping the culture intact, I think, is something which.
That I don't leadership. Think lots of companies would claim that, but from what I hear from people who left also, formed their own companies also, there is in advertising business. It is probably the most beautiful culture that David Ogilvy started and the rest of the people after him built on that.
Which is what?
Amazing culture. Yeah. Amazing culture.
Define it like in a few sentences if you can. Like, what is it about this? Culture is such an easy thing to talk about, so difficult to articulate.
I think the culture out here is a people's culture.
Okay.
I'll tell you some examples also. That Russian dolls. One year ago, बड़ी डॉल के अंदर एक छोटी डॉल के अंदर एक और छोटी डॉल तो डेविड ओगिल्वी यूज़ टू गिव द रशियन डॉल्स टू ऑल न्यू गाइस एंड व्हाट यूज़ टू से इज़ दैट ऑलवेज हायर पीपल हु आर बिगर देन योरसेल्फ अदरवाइज वी विल बिकम अ कंपनी ऑफ ड्वार्फ्स एंड वी वांट टू बी अ कंपनी ऑफ जायंट्स.
Easier said than done. It's so hard to do.
But if you look at that culture, तो मैंने एक बात मैं बताई आपको. If you think like that, तो वो दस बातों में आती. Then you treat people with that respect. Then you look at people with that generosity. And a whole lot of things he wrote. I think the culture is about people. People and treating the other guy better than you are. That is the best way of defining the culture.
And you think it's percolates across offices, across hierarchies, across teams?
Nothing would be 100% successful at all, but
best effort.
But hell of a lot is true. Some fell out, some didn't like it. All that will happen is.
We're talking about Ogilvy's culture. So, one is, of course, a culture of people and building a company of giants. And did you see that consistently play out? In the way you recruited, inductions, teamwork, delivery, etc.
The best way of judging that is the number of years people stayed.
That's true.
Whether it's in New York, whether it's in India, anywhere. The number of people who stayed at Ogilvy, suddenly you said, yaar, kya baat kar raha hai? Tere 20 saal ho gaye. Abhi parson I gave one mementos to somebody 20 years of service. I feel yaar tu yaad hai mujhe, tu to bilkul bachcha tha. So yes, one measure
is attrition or lack thereof.
The other thing I was telling you earlier, we are a little out of context, but yes, it suits, because me and my predecessor Ranjan Kapoor, as the chairman of the company, we used to say we measure our success on the basis of the levels of laughter in the corridor. If that is not culture, if it was not about 10% grow kar liye hum 15%. Agar office mein mazedar laughter chal raha hai, iska matlab paise aa jayenge.
Log khush hain.
Log khush hain to paise banenge, kahan jayenge.
This comes from your father also, right? Like he wanted you to express, made a home where people had a singer, you had like cricketer, you had,
and happy homes.
is success.
And, yeah. But this was what we used to actually say, even Kamala means that, that we judge our success on the basis of the levels of laughter in the world.
That's amazing. That is amazing. And how do you spend your time today, sir? Like, what keeps you busy? You seem to be full of energy and, you know, out and about. Do you spend a lot more time on with the younger people, mentoring them, or you like picking up projects which are more open-ended? How do you spend time? What gives you joy today? Now?
Chatting with them also is again without an agenda. Kya chalo kuch baat karte. Then we see ki baat kahan gayi. Which drift is it taking? That's nice. And sometimes you let them talk and you are learning here. You have so much to learn from them. You may not be able to learn it fully to implement it yourself, but you learn to appreciate it. Instead of saying, yaar, ye kya karta hai, the computers are useless.
No, I know. That's true. That happens a lot. Mm. People reject technology. Mm. I've started doing it. Like all of these kids are so much younger than me. I feel like I've like almost dinosaur.
Dinosaur to me.
But yeah, you're right. I think this being there is important. Sir, before we let you go, people who are watching this are potentially entrepreneurs, business builders, someone who wants to get into building a brand. They're probably younger. 21-20 saal ke hai wo. Most of our audiences are sub 25.
Mm.
One word of advice to kind of give them the courage to go and build something and what they should do, like what they should do to make sure that they maximize their chance of success.
I'll tell you a story.
Mm.
You'll learn from that more than a sentence I'll give. There is a league in Bombay, cricket league called Kanga League.
Mm, I know.
Kanga League is played during the monsoon and it's played on very, very wet wickets.
And very competitive.
And in that, I've seen, played a match against Sunil Gavaskar also.
Was it?
Mm, long time back. Unki team ne banaya 58, our team ne banaya 56. A match decide ho gaya. Itne bade bade players the.
Mm.
Usme kya hota tha? When you go into bat, don't think too much about the wicket. Otherwise, you will be half out
before
you start batting. So to the youngsters, I'm saying, if you feel like batting, bat. Don't be scared. There's nothing else I can say. Don't be scared.
Thank you so much, sir. Mm. Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure. And thank you for being generous with your time, your insights.
No, don't worry. I enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.